The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you. The Worlds of Books meeting has been moved up to November 21st. Sound Prints is now online for last week. Accessible Go offers travel agent services. Santa Braille letters from the NFB. What's your local stuffing? Stocking Stuffers contacts info. Helping Hand glove invented by Florida teen. Triangle Sings announces their holiday music schedule for local groups performances. TRRS announces the recipients of the Citizen Involvement Award. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. Larry Gassman announces that DB Review has rescheduled its fall classic discussion of How Green Was My Valley on the same night that Worlds of Books usually meets. Therefore, Worlds of Books will delay for one night to November 21st, 2018, its normal meeting time, so that those wishing to attend the fall classic can do so. Hopefully, meeting the night before Thanksgiving won't pose a problem for those who regularly attend, but this scheduling conflict was apparently unavoidable. We will be meeting using the Zoom platform as we've done the previous 2 months. You can attend Zoom meetings in many different ways, including with a Windows, Mac, or Linux computer after downloading and installing the applicable Zoom meetings client software on an iOS, Android, or Amazon Fire smart device, if you've installed the Zoom Cloud Meetings app, or on a regular telephone. The Zoom meeting invitation for Worlds of Books is as follows. Topic, Worlds of Books Discussion Group. Time, meets the third Tuesday of each month at 9 p.m. Eastern, except for November. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/s/28620056 or iPhone OneTap 1-646-876-9923, 2862006#, or 1408638098 2862005/#, or telephone, dial for higher quality, dial a number based on your current location, 1-646-876-9923, or 1-408638098 meeting ID, 2862005/#. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/CNN(U)Z1OH. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you execute the above link from a smart device containing the Zoom Cloud Meetings app, the app should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you prefer to use your iPhone as a regular phone without the app to call into the meeting, you can double tap on one of the above two numbers to initiate the call. Special note, if you wish to subscribe to our one-way announce list, please write to aw-announcements+subscribe@groups.io. You will receive a confirmation letter. Just reply to it without writing anything. If you wish to subscribe to the Tech Talk discussion list, write to techtalkdiscussion+subscribe@groups.io. You will receive a confirmation and just reply to it without writing anything, and you are on the list. Worlds of Books will meet at 9 p.m. Eastern on 11/21/18 to discuss Skinny Dip DB 58649 by Carl Hyacin. The NLS annotation follows. Skinny Dip DB 58649. Hyacin Carl. Reading time, 12 hours, 58 minutes. Read by Fred Major. Suspense fiction, humor, bestsellers. Joey's biologist husband, Chaz, throws her overboard during a cruise because he thinks that she knows he's faking Everglades water samples. Joey is rescued by former cop Mick Stranahan, who helps her in a plan to drive Chaz insane. Strong language, some descriptions of sex, and some violence. Bestseller, 2004. You can find it on Bookshare at the following link, https://www.bookshare.org/browse/book1344060query. Return path equals L, I'm sorry, that's a capital L, 3, capital N, capital I, capital Y, capital X, capital J, little j, A, capital D, 9, TB, number 2, capital R, 1, G, B, capital G, capital V, capital O, capital Y, capital W, number 1, capital I, capital P, capital X, capital B, 1, capital Y, MXP, capital Y, capital Z, R, capital Z, capital X, capital I, 3, B, 3, capital J, K, capital P, capital X, capital N, R, A, capital W, 5, U, E, capital S, capital B, K, A, capital X, capital A, percent, 3, capital D. About 10 minutes before the meeting time above, execute the above meeting link on the device of your choice, or dial in with a telephone to one of the provided numbers. All are welcome. Accessible World contacts, Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus, www.accessibleworld.org and www.radiooutofthepast.org. Phone 818-998-0044. Email boacosta@pacbell.net. Website www.helpinghands4theblind.net. Larry Gassman, Accessible World Co-Chair, accessibleworld.org. Phone 714-449-1958. Email larry2rsgassman2s@roadrunner.com. Alan Lemley, Co-Chair, accessibleworld.org. Phone 601-919-6907. Email walemly@gmail.com. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Signed, Alan Lemley. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine for November 11th is now online. KCB 2018 Conference and Convention Details and Exhibitor Previews. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind. Phone 502-895-4598. Email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. Contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind at the following email and phone numbers. Their website is http://www.kentucky-acb.org. At Accessible Go, we've done the research for you. Search AccessibleGo.com to find the hotel accessibility features you need. We check for 40 different accessibility criteria among 3,000-plus U.S. hotels. Step-free entrance, wide doorway for room entrance and bathroom, 32 inches. Bathroom, grab bars, roll-in shower, braille indicators, hearing system, TTY or TTD, closed captioning TV, flashing indicators, vibrating alarm clock, phone amplifier, accessible transportation with advance notice, and many more. Give it a try. Braille letters from Santa for blind children. Remember that these letters from Santa are for all blind children and are meant to bring joy and comfort. Nancy Lynn, seabreeze.stl@gmail.com. Dear fellow Federationists, the holiday season is fast approaching. Once again, the National Federation of the Blind is helping Santa Claus send letters in Braille to young blind children across the country. More than 10 years ago, Santa asked us to be his honorary elves. Ever since since we've been helping him send letters in contracted Braille to blind boys and girls who are 10 years old and younger in the United States. Along with the Braille letter, Santa includes a print letter so that parents who might not read Braille can follow along. He also includes a fun tactile coloring sheet. Requests can be made from November 12, 2018 through December 14, 2018. To make a request, fill out the online form located at https://nfb.org/santa-letters. Remember, requests must be received no later than December 14th so that Santa's letter will arrive before Christmas. We wish all of you a joyful holiday season. Warmly, Chris Danielson, J.D., Director of Public Relations, 200 East Wells Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Call 410-659-9314, extension 2330. Email cdanielson, with an E-N, at nfb.org. Twitter, at rlawyer. nfb.org. From Taste of Home, Carrie Madormo writes, "We know where you're from based on how you make your Thanksgiving stuffing. Whether you call it stuffing, dressing, or filling, it wouldn't be Thanksgiving without a hearty helping of warm bread, butter, and herbs. Take a trip around the country with these Thanksgiving stuffing recipes. New England, oyster stuffing. While it may sound odd to the rest of the country, it wouldn't be Thanksgiving in New England without oyster stuffing. It is a popular stuffing along the Atlantic coast where the seafood is fresh and delicious. If you'd like to spice up your usual oyster stuffing, mussels are another popular addition. Georgia, pecan dressing. If you're from the South, there's no stuffing to be found on your Thanksgiving table, but you'd better believe there will be some delicious dressing. This pecan cornbread dressing is quick and easy to prepare, making it the perfect recipe for a big crowd. It's popular in Georgia, where pecan farms are abundant. Also in the South, cornbread dressing. If you're from the South, you probably insist on cornbread dressing every year. This apple cornbread stuffing brings a salty sweet flavor to your Thanksgiving table. Other delicious additions to your cornbread dressing include sausage, cranberries, and herbs. I'm not sure if Taste of Home knows my recipe for a fruit-filled dressing that in Pennsylvania they call filling. Ellen Lemley writes, "I had a request to provide contact info for those representing on our two nights of stocking stuffers on November 5th, 2018 and November 12th, 2018. Below and following my signature is that contact information. With the stocking stuffer night at Heading Level 1, the company presenting at Heading Level 2, and the specific contact info bulleted below each Heading Level 2 company. Stocking Stuffers Part 1, November 5th, 2018. Speak to Me Catalog. Contact Name, Denise Russell. Telephone 800-248-9965. Email, customer.service@speaktomecatalog.com. Website, http://www.speaktomecatalog.com. C. Crane Company. Contact Name, Rosa Reynosa. Assistant General Manager. Contact 800-522-8863. Email customerservice@ccrane.com. Website http://www.ccrane.com. Mystic Access. Contact Name 1, Chris Grabowski, Company Founder. Contact Name 2, Kim Loftus, Director of Product Development. Contact Name 3, Lisa Salinger, Product and Event Creatress. Telephone 716-543-3323. Email info@mysticaccess.com. Website https://www.mysticaccess.com. Guide Lights and Gadgets. Contact name Barry Scheuer, S-C-H-E-U-R. Telephone 617-969-7500. Email bscheur@sheur.com. Website http://guidelightsandgadgets.us/. The Harbolt Company. Contact name Brent Harbolt. Telephone 405-633-2572. Email sales at harboltcompany.com. Website http://www.harboltcompany.com. Stocking Stuffers Part 2, November 12, 2018. American Printing House for the Blind. Contact name Paul Ferreira. Communications and Accessibility Editor. Telephone 800-223-1839. Email pferrara@aph.org. Email info@aph.org. Website http://shop.aph.org. Blind Mice Mega Mall. Contact the Big Cheese. Telephone 713-893-7277. Email info@blindmicemegamall.com. Website http://www.blindmicemegamall.com. Chicago Lighthouse for the Blind. Contact Luke Scriven, Assistive Technology Manager. Telephone 312-997-3649. Email luke.scriven@chicagolighthouse.org. Website http://www.chicagolighthouse.org. American Council of the Blind Mini Mall. Contact Carla Ruschival, R-U-S-C-H-I-V-A-L. Telephone 877-630-7190. Email mall@acb.org. Website https://mall.acb.org. From WPTV in West Palm Beach, Vero Beach, Florida. He's just 16 years old, but a local student is already taking big strides to help people who are visually impaired or blind. Omar Sharif, S-H-A-R-E-E-F, not the actor, a student at St. Edward's School in Vero Beach, has come up with a way for the visually impaired to hear what they would otherwise see. He invented what he calls the helping hand. It's a glove that features cameras and a computer to analyze an image. Within seconds, a user can hold their hand in front of them, push a button to take a picture of their surroundings, and the glove will tell the user what is in front of them. It also has facial recognition technology that can be programmed to tell the user who is in front of them. Omar came up with the idea for a science fair project. He won first place in Florida and third place internationally in his category. Just put the device on, press the different buttons, and that's it. I tried to make it as simple and easy to use as possible, Sharif said. His passion to help the visually impaired, however, started years before his science fair competition. He visited an orphanage in India when he was only about 10 years old. I actually saw a good number of kids that were blind. I had never been exposed to that, so it kind of hit me pretty hard, Sharif said. I kind of held that with me. There was a second influence, too. There is this thing we do at our school called PALS Day, where they partner us with kids at Wabasso School for the Handicapped. My friend and I were partnered with a student who is visually impaired. He kind of had some trouble getting around, and he was anxious all the time because of the fact that he couldn't really see what was around him, Sharif said. He started learning coding in middle school. I had learned a lot of coding languages by my 10th grade year. Now he's combining his knowledge with his heart to help, making life a little easier for the visually impaired. He also made his glove from items he could order from Amazon, hoping if he's able to market the glove, it would be available to the visually impaired at a low cost. Sharif also started a nonprofit called Second Sight. On October 5th, he's hosting a dinner in the dark to raise awareness for what he visually impaired experience completing day-to-day tasks. It will also highlight how his invention could help them. This item comes from the TRRS fall newsletter circulated to volunteers here. TRRS receives 2018 Citizen Involvement Award. TRRS staff and Board President George Douglas attended the Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities Award Ceremony on October 30, 2018, to receive the 2018 Citizen Involvement Award. TRRS is the grateful recipient of this award given to an individual, facility, institution, or agency that has made a contribution to advancing opportunities for individuals with disabilities. James Benton, late TRRS past Board President, received the Lockhart Volunteer Alan Mace Advocacy Award posthumously, which was presented to his wife and current TRRS board member Sharon Benton. TRRS exhibits NCALA statewide conference trade show. On October 10, 2018, TRRS Executive Director May Tran and Community Relations Director Janet Schonzenbach, participated in the NC Assisted Living Association statewide conference trade show. TRRS shared information about our programs and services with leaders of the assisted living community from across North Carolina. Triangle Sings, a weekly newsletter about everything choir in the Triangle, posts the holiday music lineup for Choral Works. New York Polyphony comes to Duke with holiday program. On December 7, 2018 at 8 p.m., Duke Performances continues their vocal ensemble series with a concert by the New York Polyphony entitled Sing Thee Now Well. The performance will take place in Baldwin Auditorium on the Duke campus. The quartet will perform a program of sacred Christmas music, including early polyphonic works by Perrotin and Buttering, lush new compositions inspired by ancient music from living composers Andrew Smith and Michael McGlynn, arrangements of Basque carols by Alexander Craig and Sir David Wilcox, the haunting Huron Carol, 1643, the first Christmas music written in North America, Thomas Tallis's Audivi Vocem Dicelo, and folklorist John Jacob Niles's poignant I Wonder As I Wander, based on an Appalachian song fragment collected in Murphy, North Carolina, in 1933. On December 1st at 8 p.m. and December 3rd at 7:30 p.m., Bel Canto Company will perform their annual holiday concert, Joyful Noel. The performances will take place in Christ United Methodist Church in Greensboro, and the program features gorgeous settings and fun arrangements of favorite holiday melodies. Read more and buy tickets for Joyful Noel. For the December 1st performance, there's a hot link. For the December 3rd performance, there's a hot link. I will close with a heartwarming oldie but goodie that has been circulating for several years about why dogs' lives are shorter than people's. Being a veterinarian, I had been called to examine a 10-year-old Irish wolfhound named Belker. The dog's owners, Ron, his wife Lisa, and their little boy Shane were all very attached to Belker, and they were hoping for a miracle. I examined Belker and found he was dying of cancer. I told the family we couldn't do anything for Belker and offered to perform the euthanasia procedure for the old dog in their home. As we made arrangements, Ron and Lisa told me they thought it would be good for 6-year-old Shane to observe the procedure. They felt as though Shane might learn something from the experience. The next day, I felt the familiar catch in my throat as Belker's family surrounded him. Shane seemed so calm, petting the old dog for the last time, that I wondered if he understood what was going on. Within a few minutes, Belker slipped peacefully away. The little boy seemed to accept Belker's transition without any difficulty or confusion. We sat together for a while after Belker's death, wondering aloud about the sad fact that dogs' lives are shorter than human lives. Shane, who had been listening quietly, piped up, "I know why." Startled, we all turned to him. What came out of his mouth next stunned me. I'd never heard a more comforting explanation. It has changed the way I try and live. He said people are born so that they can learn how to live a good life, like loving everybody all the time and being nice, right? The 6-year-old continued. Well, dogs already know how to do that, so they don't have to stay as long as we do. Love simply, love generously, care deeply, speak kindly. Remember, if a dog was the teacher, you would learn some things like, when your loved ones come home, always run to greet them. Never pass up the opportunity to go for a ride. Allow the experience of fresh air and the wind in your face to be pure ecstasy. Take naps. Stretch before rising. Run, romp, and play daily. Thrive on attention and let people touch you. Avoid biting when a simple growl will do. On warm days, stop to lie on your back on the grass. On hot days, drink lots of water and lie under a shady tree. When you're happy, dance around and wag your entire body. Delight in the simple joy of a long walk. Be faithful. Never pretend to be something you're not. What if you want lies buried? Dig until you find it. When someone is having a bad day, be silent, sit close by, and nuzzle them gently. That's the secret of happiness that we can learn from a good dog. From MedicalExpress.com, combination therapy promising against blindness-causing bacterial keratitis. Multi-drug-resistant bacterial infections of the cornea are a leading cause of blindness and cannot be effectively managed with current ophthalmic antibiotics. A team of investigators has now devised a combination therapy that largely circumvents resistance and quickly and effectively eradicated bacterial keratitis in 70% of animal models treated. The research is published in Antimicrobial Agents and Chemotherapy, a journal of the American Society for Microbiology. Staphylococcus aureus and Pseudomonas aeruginosa are the leading causes of bacterial keratitis and infection of the cornea. Fast, effective antimicrobial treatment is required to prevent scarring, corneal perforation, and/or endophthalmitis, an inflammation of the eye's interior. I have witnessed firsthand patients who have failed all commercially available antibiotic therapies, who in the face of rapidly deteriorating vision are desperate for effective therapies, said corresponding author Rachel Wozniak, MD, PhD, Assistant Professor of Ophthalmology, University of Rochester Medical Center, Rochester, New York. Unfortunately, this occurs all too often as resistance to levofloxacin, the last antibiotic approved for this indication, can be as high as 72% for some bacterial infections. The investigators chose to develop a combination therapy with existing antimicrobials rather than a new compound because they anticipated that doing so would be considerably faster, said co-corresponding author Paul Dunman, PhD, Associate Professor of Microbiology and Immunology, University of Rochester Medical Center, Rochester, New York. Our discovery platform was based on polymyxin B, trimethoprim PT, a currently available ophthalmic antibiotic used to treat mild ocular infections, such as conjunctivitis, but with narrow use in serious infections due to its slow-acting antimicrobial activity, said Dr. Wozniak. Using high-throughput screening of FDA-approved drugs in combination with PT, we identified PT plus rifampicin, R-I-F-A-M-P-I-C-I-N, as a lethal antibacterial combination toward both drug-resistant S. aureus and Pseudomonas aeruginosa, two predominant causes of bacterial corneal infections. The improved activities of the combination is almost certainly due to each component having an independent mechanism of antimicrobial action, according to the report. Rifampicin inhibits bacterial DNA transcription by binding to the enzyme that assembles ribonucleotide bases into RNA. Trimethoprim inhibits bacterial DNA synthesis. Polymyxin B acts as a detergent, disrupting the oily outer and inner membranes primarily of gram-negative bacteria, a category which includes both S. aureus and P. aeruginosa. The membrane disruptive activity of polymyxin B may also improve antibiotic penetration, thereby adding to the combination's effectiveness, the investigators speculate. The combination has shown a low rate of development of spontaneous resistance, which is likely due to the need for multiple simultaneous mutations to evade the combination's multiple modes of attack, according to the report. This common strategy has been used against resistance, notably in HIV, malaria, and tuberculosis. While there may be unforeseen effects of combination drugs with respect to toxicity, both rifampicin and PT are currently FDA approved with favorable safety profiles. The preclinical testing on mouses, the combination therapy eradicated infections in 70%. We've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. Call 919-832-5138 with questions and comments.